Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new podcast. Richard Hale here with the Teaching Online Business Podcast. Also the founder at teachingonlinebusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, experts, and client business owners grow powerful businesses using digital marketing. Before we get into today's topic at hand, I want to take the time to thank all of you for your support. One of the best ways for any coach, consultant, expert, client, business owner, for you guys to create influence, credibility, a big following, an audience, is by giving them value and helping them before you ever ask for anything. And this podcast does that. When I created this podcast, I wasn't for sure how it would go. I had no clue it would be as successful as it has been. And again, I thank every one of you for your support. If you're brand new here, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to be here. And for those of you that continue to come back, I really hope you guys and girls are getting value from this. But thanks to all of you. One of the common questions that I'm asked, and I kind of see this question over and over again, is how can I find out what my clients really want? And it's a great question. I know client business owners that have been in business literally for years, and they still don't know exactly what their clients want. And as you can imagine, these client business owners, they're struggling. They're struggling because they don't know. And that's the thing. And until you do know exactly what your clients want, you're going to struggle. You're never going to be able to grow a business consistently. Because here's the problem. Everything that you do in your business, it's focused around what your clients want. Think about that for a minute. Everything you do in your business is focused around what your clients want. Your website, your blogs, videos, podcasts, landing pages, sales pages, what else? Service pages, product pages, social media content, email marketing content, ad copy, ad creatives. You know, the list goes on and on. If your messaging and your content is not focused around what your clients want, no one's going to pay attention, period. Nobody will pay attention. It means everything in your business is wrong. So if you're struggling right now to attract your perfect clients, that may be the reason why. Now, no service or product is perfect at the time it launches. This is true for everyone, from the small mom-and-pop businesses to some of the global brands, Fortune 500 companies. But here's the thing. The best products and the best services, they are the best because these companies talked to their clients and customers. They listened to what their customers and their clients wanted. They listen. And everyone seems to like they're always looking for that golden nugget and silver bullet to dial in on what their clients absolutely want. And honestly, it does not exist. There is no one secret or no shiny object or software or whatever it may be. It doesn't exist. Finding out is so easy. And I think that's why it's often overlooked. All you have to do is talk to your audience. You have those conversations. You listen and you deliver on exactly what your clients want. That's what you give them. But if you're not out there in the market having those conversations, you're never going to know. Client business owners, they get in trouble all the time when they assume they know what their clients want. It's one of the biggest mistakes that I've seen in my career, and it's one I see over and over again. I have seen people pour in tens of thousands of dollars assuming they knew what they wanted. And guess what? When they brought it to launch, when they brought it to the market, nobody bought. Now, the solution is simple. You ask them what they want and you deliver on it. I know. Sounds crazy, right? Sounds so easy. And that's the thing. Easy things are easy to do, but they're also easy not to do. And I think that's why a lot of people get in trouble with finding out exactly what their clients want. So what you need to do is you need to create these feedback loops. They are key to dialing in your services and products based on what your clients want. If you don't know, you ask. You talk to as many people as you can, and you start customizing your services and your products around the feedback that you get. And once you start getting this feedback, you can begin implementing what you learn into the rest of your business, into the rest of your marketing. You can begin implementing the feedback into your content. So let me give you a real life example of this and what it did for a company that I run paid ads for. I work for a new startup brand called Clinch Fitness. They sell resistance bands. And it's an amazing product, by the way. You guys can check them out at clinchfitness.com. I absolutely love their product. But anyway, prior to me working with them, they didn't have much data to work with. And any of you that run paid ads, you know, you want some type of data. That way you know what to do next. The data, if you know how to read it, go through the analytics, analyze it, figure out what needs to be done to get this company profitable. So I've been working with them for the past 2 months. And during this 8-week span, we've been listening to feedback. We've been listening to the questions that customers are asking. We're listening to the reviews. We are talking to customers and we're learning why they purchased our product. Why would we do that? Here's the thing. By listening to all this feedback, what I've been able to do, I've been able to adjust our ad copy. So in the beginning, we were seeing around a 0.6 conversion rate, and that's pretty low. But when I began to listen to the feedback, we went from a 0.6 conversion rate to a 1.96 conversion rate, which was a huge, huge difference. And here's the thing. I didn't touch anything on the landing pages. All I did was change the ad copy. Now that we're around this 2% conversion rate, guess what? I'm now able to scale and grow this business at will. And it's all because I listened to what customers wanted. Everything that you do in your business relies on your ability to know what your clients and your customers want. You'll never stop needing that vital feedback. It's so important. The more you can create, the more feedback loops you can be in, the more feedback you can get back. It's so important for you at any stage. Doesn't matter if you're a startup or an established brand. This feedback is vital to optimizing your business. Clinch Fitness is a perfect example of this, because if we wasn't at a 2%, we are not able to grow and scale. We're not able to put $1,000 in and get a 3-to-1 return. So it's super important to always have these feedback loops open. And it's simple, okay? It's very, very simple. How do you find out what my clients really want, guess what you do? Ask. It is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you find this valuable. Thanks for taking the time to listen. If you haven't caught the other podcasts, make sure you check them out. There's a few dozen of them. All pure value. Make sure you go check it out. If you're brand new, we're on a lot of different channels. So no matter where you're listening, make sure you subscribe. That way you get notifications when a new podcast comes out. So appreciate all you guys and girls. Have an awesome day. Make the most of it. And I'll catch you on the next podcast.